Can I encourage you to give it all you got? Fight the good fight of faith. Mm-hmm. Fight and keep fighting. Don't you quit now. You got to give it all you got. Give it all you got. Don't stop. You're right on the brink of a miracle. You are this close to victory. Give it all you got and fight the good fight of faith. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Herbert McClain, Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager. I want to encourage you to give it all you got. I want to encourage you to fight the good fight of faith and give it all you got. I'm going to be coming from 1 Timothy chapter 6. The Apostle Paul is writing, and he says, "But you, man of God, flee from all these things." Listen, this is what I want to capitalize on. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life, to which you were called and about to which you have made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all, and of Christ Jesus, who gave a good confession before Pontius Pilate, I charge you to keep this commandment without fault or failure until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. God will bring this in his own time. He is the blessed one, sovereign, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. Look, I just want to encourage you to give it all you got. I know there's some things that come against us that try to stop us, that try to slow us down. But if I could just take out a moment of my day to encourage you to give it all you got. The first thing I see that the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, he called him a man of God. Can I encourage you and let you know that you are a child of God? I don't care what you've been through. It don't matter how hard it seems, you are a child of God. In fact, you were created in his image and in his likeness. Don't you ever forget that. Don't let no trial, no circumstance, don't let nobody you decided to hang out with that don't got the faith like you got, but you got an unusual faith. There's something inside of you that refuses to give up. Can I encourage you today to give it all you got? Don't throw in the towel. I know it gets hard sometimes. I know you can't see the future because of the darkness, but I'm telling you, light is beginning to shine. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, he says that God, he is in unapproachable light. There is a glory that's getting ready to shine off your life, that you're going to be unapproachable by the enemy. The enemy won't even be able to get behind you. He won't be able to stop you from going forward because God is about to surround you all the way around. Can I encourage you to give it all you got? Look, you are a child of God. Look, I want to encourage you to go after the things of God that you've never went after before. I didn't say go and join a church. I didn't say go to nobody's Bible study. But I want to encourage you to just go after the things of God. You probably say, well, what are the things of God? I'm going to tell you what the things of God is. The things of God is that little bit of hope that you got inside. that little bit of courage that you got inside, those dreams, those visions that you've had in the wee hours of the night, it was because God has given you purpose and significance on the inside. So can I encourage you to go after the things of God? And look, I want to also encourage you to do what's right because it's right. Do what's right because it's right. Remember, Paul told Timothy, he said, I want you to pursue righteousness. In other words, look, I want you to go after what's right. Do what's right because it's right. You know you could get over on that $5. You know you can run that red light. You know you can go past that stop sign without stopping. Come on now. Ain't nobody looking. Ain't nobody at the corner. But can I just encourage you to do what's right because it's right? Yeah. If you're going to give it all you got, then that's going to be one thing. That's going to be something of significance that you want to do, is you want to do what's right because it's right, whether people are looking or not. Here's another one. Act like God. In other words, what he said right here, he says, pursue righteousness and godliness. Guess what that is? In other words, act like God in every situation. Hello? Can I encourage you to act like God? Is that a big thing? Is that a big task to do? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make it simple for you. When somebody get on your last nerve, act like God. When people cuss you out and you about ready to swing on them, act like God. When you know that God delivered you off of cocaine, and you thinking about going to get another bump, you better act like God. Come on. When you looking for a job, instead of going in there feeling like you inadequate, like you don't got what it take, you better act like God. In other words, when I walk in there to fill out the app, when I walk in there, I'm coming with glory on me. Can I encourage you to give it all you got? Act like God. Here's another one. Believe no matter what the promises of God that he has placed inside of you. God has placed some good things on the inside of you. Come on now. It's a lot of bad things going on outside of us and in the world. But on the inside, you know that there's goodness inside of you. There's a good dream. There's a good future. There's some good gifts inside of you. You got what it takes. So give it all you got. Yeah. That means believe no matter what. No matter how dark it gets. No matter how hard it seems. If you got to cry, you need to cry. But you still believe. If you got to cut some people out of your life, cut them off and still believe. There might be a relationship that you got to shiver. And it's going to touch your emotions big time. But you still got to believe, no matter what, the promises of God. If you see yourself in the future as the head and not the tail, it don't matter what you look like. You might be on the tail end right now for real. Blessings to you. Blessings to you, Kamar. Look, you still got to believe, no matter what. Here's another one. Don't allow hate and bitterness in your heart. It is. We're going down that lonely road where we done let people affect us so much that they're inside of us. If you're going to give it all you got, that means you got to release some things that easily entangle us and cause us to fall backwards instead of move forward. Okay? So you got to, release any hatred or bitterness that you got towards anybody right now. If you're going to give it all you got, do that right now. Do that big step right now. Release it. Let it go. Because you're pursuing something that's bigger than that offense. You're pursuing something that's greater than that disadvantage. Are greater than that misfortune that happened in your past. Can I encourage you to give it all you got and let go of that bitterness. Let go of that hatred And how do you do it? You say, well, how do I do it, Herbie? It can't be that easy. Well, listen, let me tell you something. I was molested when I was 10 years old by somebody who was 30-something. It haunted me all my life. I held it in on the inside. When I held it in, I rejected all forms of authority. I did not have no respect for people that was older than me. It was holding me back. I couldn't forgive the fact that he was doing what he was doing to me. I couldn't even tell my mama. I couldn't even tell my friends. I held it on to the inside till I exploded at such a young age. I was going in and out of every juvenile hall you can think of. Let me tell you something. I accumulated 57 charges as a juvenile before the age of 15. I went through every program that they gave us. I tried everything. I tried it. It did not work until I landed my bitter, hateful self in prison. Once I sat in prison for 15 years and I began to meditate on the things that's good and the things that's wholesome and the things that's right, God gave me a vision. He says, but there's some things that has attached itself to you, Herbie, that is clouding your vision. The reason why you can't see straight, the reason why you can't walk straight is because you don't allow the past to get in front of your vision, and you can't see nothing ahead than what's behind you. And let me tell you something, beloved. God released me from that thing, but I had to release myself. I had to release myself and still believe that God has a good plan and a purpose for my life in spite of the things that hurt me, in spite of the things that was emotionally connected to my existence. God had to make me a new creation. He had to give me a new way of thinking. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today. I want you to release any bitterness or hatred that you got towards people that did you wrong. Because if you giving your destiny and your dream and your promise all you got, you got to reach deep down inside and say, I can no longer allow this thing to control me. I can no longer allow this thing to hold me back. I'm going to forgive you and let it go. Come on, give it all you got. Another thing we see that the Apostle Paul told young Timothy, look at here. He says, not only did he says, pursue righteousness and godliness, faith, love, and endurance, he says, but also gentleness. You know how when somebody do you wrong, you might forgive them, but you don't really do them the same. You don't talk to them the same. You might show favor to one person and not show favor to that person. You make it be known, like, honey, you already hurt me one time. I'm going to make sure I forgive you. I still hang around you. I don't mind looking at you. I don't mind coming to the family junction. But the truth of the matter, I don't like you. And you be real spiteful or stern. Or you be like a little needle with your words and with your mannerisms. Come on. But the Apostle Paul told young Timothy, he said, look, if you're going to fight a good fight and not a bad fight, you got to get rid of the spite. Come on. You got to get rid of the spite. You got to get rid of the sarcastic mannerisms. Come on. Because you're giving it all you got. If you really going to walk in love and you're going to walk in maturity, then you're going to have to give it all you got by not being spiteful with the way that you treat people. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, be gentle with them. He says, if you're going to pursue something, pursue gentleness and being gentle with other people. Come on, being gentle with them. Even though they don't deserve it, sometimes you just still got to be gentle. I love calling people sir and ma'am when they get on my nerves. Because that's a way for me to be nice and to also feel and go through that emotional process of, I'm going to treat you equally no matter what you've done to me, no matter how much I don't like you. Come on. I might love you, but don't like you. I don't like your personality. I don't like how you act. I don't like how you smell. You don't floss your teeth. You know what I'm saying? You're musty all the time. You got a funk. Your hair ain't combed. I have all these preferences, right? So I don't have to like you. But because I love you, I'm still going to treat you equally, and I'm not going to be spiteful in my words and in my mannerisms towards you. If you're going to give it all you got, can I encourage you to be gentle with other people? Here it is. Here it is. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit. Notice what he said in verse 12. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life. Come on. He says, fight the good fight of faith. In other words, keep going. Keep pushing. It's hard. Keep pushing. It don't look like it's going to get better. Keep pushing. It's raining right now. Keep pushing. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit. If you're going to work out and you're going to change the shape of your body, it's not going to come just one time going to the gym. It's not going to come just one time walking around the corner. That means you're going to have to continue to walk. Put one step before the next step. And you got to move forward. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep going. Don't quit. Don't stop. He said, look, fight the good fight of faith. If you're going to believe, you're going to keep moving towards the direction that God is taking your life in. Here it is. You got to watch how you talk to people. And look, sometimes you're going to have to struggle to do what's right. Look, doing what's easy is like, you know, eating oatmeal pies, oatmeal cream pies. You know, it's easy to eat a sweet potato pie. It's easy to fry some pork chops and just chill and go lay down. That's easy to do. But what's not easy is going to the gym every day. What's not easy is cooking the right things and not putting all that sodium in there. And what's not easy is changing old habits that we are so used to. And when we challenge that, that's really not easy. But that's why the Apostle Paul says, look, Timothy, you got to fight the good fight of faith. No matter what, that means you got to keep pushing no matter how hard it gets, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how much the strain is in your body, you still got to keep going. He said, look, fight, because this is a good fight. It's not a bad fight. In other words, if you just keep fighting, you're going to win. If you keep pushing, you're going to win. Come on. If you keep exercising, guess what? You're going to lose weight. If you keep walking, that weight going to fall up off of you. Come on now. If you keep declaring by faith that you're the head and not the tail, guess what? You're going to begin to move and operate into that. When you see yourself in your mind, when you see yourself in your spirit as accomplishing a thing and you don't let it go no matter what comes up against that previous thought, and you stay focused, let me tell you something. Can't nothing hold you back. You got the very power of God operating on the inside of you. So don't quit. Don't stop. It's a struggle to do what's right, but you got to do it. Do not take the easy way out. Do not take the easy way out. I'm going to say it again. Do not take the easy way out. Struggle to do what's right. Push your way into it. Keep your mind focused. Keep it set on the goal. Keep it set on the vision. Keep it set on what God has promised you. Because wherever you look at the longest, that's what you become. When Moses went on the mountain and he had his encounter with God, he was looking at the glory of God so much that it changed his very skin. He looked at it so much, when he came down, he had to have a veil over his face because he looked at it so long, he manifested the glory of God in his life. And that's what you got to do. That vision that you have inside, that promise that you have inside, that dream that you have inside, you cannot lose your focus. You cannot take your eyes off of the prize. The Apostle Paul says, I have this set before me, and that's what I'm going after. He's telling young Timothy, he says, you better fight the good fight of faith. It doesn't matter if you got the struggle to do what's right, do it what's right. And look, do what's right because it's right, not because nobody else is looking, but because you have a connection with the divine. Because you know that as long as I walk out my purpose and God is ordering my steps, my destiny is great. Glory to God. I got a promised land that's before me. Come on, somebody. Can I encourage you to give it all you got today? Let go of the bitterness. Let go of the hate. Walk in love. Keep the faith. Don't stop. Fight. Keep pushing. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. The best is yet to come. God is going to work all things together for your good. The bad stuff, the unjust stuff, the horrific things, all that stuff, God is going to shape it and make it and mold it into something that's going to give him glory, and it's going to be for your good. Can I encourage you? Can I encourage you to give it all you got? Look, finally, look what he told Timothy, and this is what I want to leave you with. Listen what he told Timothy in verse 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. He says, fight the good fight of faith, and listen what he said. Take hold of eternal life. Now, why would you tell a believer who's already a believer, who's already in communion with God, why would you tell a believer to take hold of eternal life? I'm going to tell you why. The point here, he says, take hold of eternal life to which you were called and about which you have made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In other words, this is what he's saying. Be aggressive with your conquest with God. Be aggressive. Oh yeah, you've been born again. Oh yeah, the Holy Spirit abides in your spirit. Come on. Yes. But you got to be aggressive about your relationship with God. Because we are living in a world that is anti-God and anti-Christ. In other words, they're anti-supernatural. And what we're saying is if we operate in the supernatural, then super things are going to begin to happen to us and for us. We're going to be blessed going in and blessed going out. The riches and the wealth of the wicked is going to be stored up for us, and it's going to be a divine supernatural transfer into us, into our family, and into our generations to come. So I want to encourage you to give it all you got. And listen, I made mention of Moses when he went to the mountain and he had that, you know, encounter with God, and he came back down and the glory was upon him. If you don't read your Bible, you need to read your Bible. Because that's good. But Moses, the glory, the reason why Moses had to veil his face, this is what I believe. The reason why Moses had to veil his face, because the glory that Moses experienced with God, it was not time for it to be revealed. It was not time yet. But there's somebody greater than Moses who came, who is and is to come, has a greater glory. It says he came in grace and truth. It says that this glory we have beheld, in other words, we have come in contact with, it is no longer veiled, but it has been revealed. This glory, somebody better catch hold of this prophetic right here, and we finna go. This glory is the glory of the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, He's the Son of the living God. He came with a glory and a majesty that shines brighter than Moses himself. It's the Shekinah of God. And guess what, beloved? This Shekinah is beginning to increase upon your life even now. The very glory of God that is in you is getting ready to transfigure like Jesus did on the mountain when he was talking to Elijah and Moses on the mountain. This Shekinah glory is increasingly shining from within to without in your life. God is getting ready to take you from one level of glory to the next level of glory. Because he just took your faith from one level of faith to another level of faith. That means today, after this message, you're going to go from the source of strength that you got now to a greater level of strength. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for making us your child. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to pursue you. We thank you that you have given us integrity to do what's right because it's right. Because you live in our hearts. You are our point of accountability. We bow and humble ourselves before your majesty today. Lord, help us to act like you in every situation and every circumstance that we encounter today with every person, Lord God. Increase our faith. Don't allow anything that is bitter and hateful in our hearts to remain there, Father. Can you please shine your light upon those things that offend you? Help us purify our hearts, oh God, that we will continue to move forward into the destiny and the plan that you have for us. Lord God, we thank you right now for your glory. We thank you that we're going to be able to treat people with kindness and love and respect and dignity. No matter who they are, no matter their positions, no matter what, Father, help us to love like you love. Help us to see people like you see people. Lord God, give us strength as we go and we confront the struggles and the tests of life. Help us to be aggressive about our relationship with you as you continue to increase your glory upon our lives. May we increase our intimacy with you. In Jesus' name, amen. That was great. God bless you. Look, finally, give it all you got because you only got one life to live. Unfortunately, God didn't make us like the cats where we got nine lives. We only got one. So make the best use of it. Redeem the time. Give it all you got. That relationship today, give it all you got. Your kids, give it all you got. Your employment, give it all you got. In other words, fight the good fight of faith. Be happy in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Be happy in the Lord. Choose happiness today. I can guarantee you, God's going to show you the rest of the way. Until next time, may Jesus keep you in perfect peace. Goodbye.